This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, you're listening to Raise Your Game. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and on the show with me today is Joseph Tan from Leadernomics. And today's topic is executive presence is not a self thing. Now, Joseph, executive presence seems like a buzzword of late. Share with us why actually this topic this time around.
Well, Jeff, it's good to be seeing you. Well, I get a lot of requests from clients who want executive coaching for their employees. And part of, right at the top of their list, is a request for executive presence. They would say, Joseph, I've got an employee here. He's on his way up. He's got the right technical skills. But I just need to up his sense of executive presence. So with that, they mean we'll like him to be more charismatic, being able to influence and to win people over. But I feel that that winning part sometimes has a lot to do with the personality of the individual, and in addition to the personality, I think there are some fundamental issues to address first without focusing too much on the personality.
So we were going to go through exactly, you know, how we're going to get this executive presence here.
Because if it becomes too much of a personality focus, what I fear, Jeff, is that that coaching assignment becomes you wearing a pair of shoes that is not your size. And the danger of executive coaching along the lines of improving your executive presence is that you might force fit yourself to become someone else. And you might end up not being authentic. So I feel that without getting too much into the personality element, there are two fundamental issues that we need to address when it comes to increasing your executive presence. And you would realize that it has little to do with the personality aspect of it.
So what are these that two areas then that you mentioned?
I think one is in the area of connecting the dots. So when we talk about executive presence, we got to realize that the influencing leader is someone who has a perspective which runs across the entire organization. If you look at it, if you think about people who has an influence on you, you largely appreciate not so much their personality because they come in all shapes and sizes, but you appreciate their perspective. You know, when you're conversing with someone, both of you might be looking at the same issue, but you kind of walk away with a fresh pair of eyes, a renewed perspective, and then you walk away saying to yourself, how come I did not see it that way before? So what happens is that person has been able to, quote-unquote, exert his executive presence by just helping you to see things from a different perspective. So that's why one of the fundamental things to be having a sense of executive presence, it's our ability to see the bigger picture. So one skill which I would encourage aspiring influencing leaders to have is to regularly meet up with leaders at various levels and functions and even departments. If you find that a particular individual only stick to talking to people in his department, you will find that his influence is limited. So if you want to have a sense of executive presence, you must be willing to break down your silo thinking and mentality and begin to talk to people from other departments. Get to know people in finance, get to know people in sales, get to know people in production. And when you do that, you are indirectly increasing your sense of executive presence. And it's more than just having that winsome smile or that tone of voice or that particular grooming approach. It actually has to do how you connect with other people in the organization.
And leadership, that's what leadership is, you know, having an overall view of, you know, every single department. It's not just in your area in that sense, right?
That's right. I remember last time when I worked with Hewlett-Packard, we used to have a philosophy called management by wandering around. So a manager's so-called called executive presence is not marked by the size of your office or by how long you spend in the office. It's actually marked by a sense of turun padang, a sense of going down to the field, just talking and listening in a way, being a purposeful busybody.
Mm.
So what's
there's
happening?
There's a reason for it.
Yeah, there is a reason for it. Well, sometimes there's a fine line between gossiping being a busybody. But if you just want to find out what's going on, how can I contribute? Maybe you can offer some ideas to people outside of your divisions and job scope. Mm. That in a way helps you to increase your sense of executive presence.
Mm. And sometimes leadership is too much on the individual's personality itself, also, right?
Yeah.
That's also a problem. Maybe, you know, a lot of people tend to just focus a lot on the personality in building a leader.
That's right. So that's why I mentioned at the onset that executive presence is not a self thing. Sometimes people think that, oh, in order to have executive presence, I've got to close my eyes and imagine myself to be that great and fearless leader. But you end up exerting yourself. You end up exerting your opinion of how the world looks like, whereas the world around us is very diverse. The world around us has a lot of different perspectives for us to appreciate. So I think we need to be able to connect the dots.
Mm. So any questions that we can sort of ask ourselves to in order to, like, you know, to gauge the ability to connect the dots?
I think one of the skill which we would need to develop, it's a skill of being able to see the bigger picture.
Mm.
The skill of being proactive rather than just reacting whenever an issue happens. So I think practically speaking, Jeff, I think we need the skill of being able to ask good questions instead of playing the blame game.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So whenever something goes wrong, don't say who is to be blamed. Ask, what else can I do? What can we do together as a company to fix this? Who else I need to talk to? I know that there could be one or two person that kind of caused this whole thing to happen, but let's just put this on the back burner for a while. So what else can we do?
All right.
Yeah, and when you help people to look at things from a bigger perspective that transcends the circumstances, that I think in essence is wisdom. And I think wisdom is so much more useful compared to a forceful personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the first one is obviously now connecting the dots in sense of, you know, building the executive presence. We'll get to the second one in just a moment after the break. I'm here with Joseph Tan of Leadernomics, and we'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
And we're back with me, Jeff Sandu, together with Joseph Tan from Leadernomics, and we're talking about executive presence. It's not just a self thing. And early on, we identified two areas that we need to focus on. The first one is obviously connecting the dots. And now, what's the second one about? I see here, it's sensing before addressing. What does that mean?
Well, it's about bringing things into a balance here, because one is the ability to see the big picture and to bring in a fresh perspective. The other tension to maintain is to have a reality sensing of what's going on at the ground level. Because sometimes you have executives that are too caught up with the bigger perspective, with the big picture, that many times what they do, they think that executive presence is about giving that charismatic speech, you know, that charismatic address, and that's all there is to it, without realizing that there is a need to be sensing the feelings on the ground. I mean, I've been to numerous situations where the leader gives a very fiery perspective of the vision of where they should be. But when we have the real focus group to kind of sense what's going on the ground, you would get responses that says, how come I'm not appreciated? How come the things that I do is not recognized? How come my basic needs at work are not met? So really, to have an executive presence, you need to have a presence in terms of your perspective, but you also need to have a presence that's on the ground.
And there are areas that we can work on here, right?
That's right. And I think the areas has a lot to do with knowing the needs of your people. So the leader with executive presence know where the organization should go, but they also have a strong reality check of where the people are at the moment. So there are basically four needs, four employee needs that you need to be in touch with. Number one is what I would call their basic needs. Their basic needs in terms of are their job expectations clear? Do you know that Gallup reports half of all employees that come to work don't really know what they're supposed to do? You know, their job description is so outdated, yeah. And they come to work not knowing what they're supposed to do. So they look busy, they appear to be doing a lot of things, but if you really ask them, they really don't know what is it that they are expected to do. So basic needs of clarity, basic needs of being able to have the right equipment and resources and material to do a good job.
Yeah.
And secondly, employees have what I would call the support needs. They need to know that they are given the opportunity to do what they do best every day. It is not like in the days of old, 30 to 40 years ago, the word engagement wasn't even on the horizon. But in today's context, in order to keep talented employees, you need to be in touch with their needs to grow, their needs for meaning, their needs to see how they fit into the organization. So although you might be talking about the big picture of where you want to go, but do you know the individual talent of the people in your team? Do you know how they feel about where they fit in into the job?
So that's the support needs.
Yeah, the support needs.
Okay.
And thirdly, there is the teamwork needs. I think it goes without saying that we cannot go far as an individual. We are all part of a network in order to get our job done. So I think part of exerting the executive presence within the organization is our ability to create trust. And you don't create trust by having a lot of meetings. You don't create trust by just regularly sending emails. You create trust by having conversations. That's why leaders with executive presence, they are both comfortable with the charismatic speech and the personal conversation. You really need to have both. If you have charisma without that personal connecting skill, what you have is a distant leader. But on the other hand, if you have a very connecting leader with no sense of vision for the future, then you could have a very present-minded leader that doesn't inspire you to move forward. So you really need both. And that would create an environment of trust and a motivating environment for teamwork. And finally, growth needs. A lot of visionary leader knows about the growth needs of the organization. They could come up with a blueprint of where the organization should be. But when you ask them a question at a deeper level, do you know where your people want to be? Do you know how your people see themselves in the next 2 years? And most of them could be stuck. I know where my organization wants to be, but I don't know where my people wants to be. But if you think about it, where your organization wants to be will be composed of people who wants to still stay in the organization that you envision in the future. So knowing the growth needs of your employees are very important as part of your sensing of what goes on at the ground level.
So it's important to have a leader that's, you know, connected and also have an accurate sensing of what's happening, you know, around the ground and, you know, just generally around them as well. So, and that's, I guess, makes them, you know, become a greater leader or a better leader or more influential leader in that sense, right? So any closing thoughts or key takeaways, you know, to have that executive presence?
I think having that executive presence, it's a realization that in the words of Rick Warren, it is not about you. It is not about you. You will find that you are influenced by a leader when you walk into his presence and all he talks about is not about himself. All he talks about is about a greater purpose. All he talks about is it's about a greater cause, a greater perspective. And when he's able to do that in a way that is yet authentic and reaching out to you, in a way that he understands and listens to what's going on the ground. For example, I heard the a CEO relating an experience where he makes it a point to go and visit the retail branches every week. He would pop in for a surprise visit. Because he wants to know. The vision is there, but I want to know what's happening on the ground. In that way, his presence is not only executive, his presence is authentic and it is reaching. And I think this is what will create a sense of personal ownership among your team members.
All right. Joseph Tan from Leadernomics said, talking about executive presence, it's not a self thing. So two things basically that you just got to do. One is obviously connecting the dots, and the other is sensing before addressing. And if you do those two, definitely you become a more influential leader. And, you know, it's focus on one, build on one, and then focus on the other thing as well. So, right? I've been speaking to Joseph Tan of Leadernomics. And if you missed any part of the interview, you can download the podcast that will be up on the website later on, or you can download the app. It's available on iOS App Store and Google Play. This has been Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.